Good to be here this morning. Among our church family. Amen. It's good to be here. I want to begin a series this morning dealing with under construction. I want to go to Luke chapter 22, verses 31, a couple verses there that I want us to look at for the next few weeks. Under construction. I really believe that in this day and hour that God has called us in, it's very critical that we understand where our position is and what we are here for. In the midst of all that, sometimes we find ourselves involved in things in our life that we don't understand. We call it a mess. If you've ever been by a construction site, pardon our mess, sometimes they'll say, because sometimes what you see right now is not going to be the end result. It's going to be beautiful when it's over with. If you can endure the mess, then things are going to be better. You've seen those signs. And our lives are like that. God's been dealing with me about this for the last couple of weeks, and He carried me back to this very familiar scripture. And it's not by chance that He did that, because you remember Peter was the one who God said, upon this rock I'll build my church, because Peter answered the question, who am I? He said, you're the Son of God. And he said, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you, but my Father which is in heaven. So he was initiating saying that those who walk with me in my church will be people of revelation, people that understand the voice of the Spirit. And so that the Spirit, how many of you know that God's Word tells us things that maybe we don't see sometimes, but we know His Word is true. We find ourselves in a mess sometimes, and to look at it, it would say, well, this is a mess. I don't know how in the world we're going to get out of this, but God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. God said, I'll make a way. And so all that began to kind of dwell on me, and I started seeking the Lord about it. And the Lord began to give me two words. One was process, and one was progress. Process and progress. And He began to give me revelation to let me know that what we're going through right now is a process, but it will be progress. The end result will be better than where you're at right now. That's a promise of God. You see, this is not a mythical tale. This is the truth. This is God's Word. And God says you're in a process. And the process is the part that I don't understand all the time, because my ways are not God's ways, and I'm not as high as He is, and I'll never have the knowledge He's got. So I can't see the end from the beginning. All I can see is what I'm limited to, and I'm flesh, and so I'm limited to flesh, and my flesh wars with me sometimes in the midst of process. Some of you might be involved in something right now. You're going through a situation in life, and it doesn't look right, it doesn't seem right, it doesn't seem fair. You don't understand it. God, I'm doing everything I know to do, and I've got this big, big mess. God says that's process. And God says that there's going to be progress in the midst of process. And so He carried me back to Luke, and He said, Simon, Simon. Anytime you see in the Bible where there's two words combined like that, that means this is a very critical statement. This is a point, a rule, a letter that you need to understand here. So what He's getting ready to say to Peter is a very critical point. You know, when you're dealing with whatever in life, you got to get to A before you can get to B. So that's what He's trying to say here. Simon, Simon, behold. Now, anytime you hear the word behold, that's an announcement. I want you to be aware. I want you to be constantly aware. Simon, Simon, I want you to hear. You know, you remember when we were growing up and your mama called your whole name? You know you were in trouble, right? You know you were in trouble. So He's saying right here, it's very, very critical that you listen to what I'm about to tell you, Peter. Because I know you got a good heart. I know that if there's anybody who loves me, you do, but you don't have it all together. He says, behold, Satan demanded to have you. Or, in one translation, desires to have you. That he may sift you like wheat. Now, we're going to learn that the sifting is a process. you. This is the part that I never got before because I'm giving some time of thinking that I know what it says. So I just read through it real quick. But God has to slow me down sometimes because every single word is critical. We're learning that. He said, I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. He didn't say that you wouldn't fail. He didn't say, Peter, that you wouldn't fail. Or that you're not going to make a mistake or you're not going to drop the ball. He didn't say that. He said, I'm praying that you'll understand that your faith won't fail. The faith you got in you right now will carry you and it will not fail. Doesn't mean that you won't, but your faith won't. Process. And when you have turned again, see, you see how positive God's saying, you know, why is Jesus talking like this? Because he's talking in the realm of faith. He's not saying, Peter, I'm putting all my weight on you, Peter. No, he's putting his weight on the faith. Because I want to tell you what, every one of us have issues in our life. Every one of us have weaknesses in our life. And every one of us will fail from time to time, right? But your faith will restore you. Your faith will bring you back. And he says, and when you have turned again, I love that attitude that Jesus says, Peter, you're going to mess up. Now we're going to read in just a second where Peter don't even believe that. But he's saying, you're going to mess up. But when you come back from what you're getting ready to learn, when you go through the process that you're getting ready to go through, you're going to learn some things, Peter. And what you learn, you're going to be able to share with others and build their life up. Look what he says, strengthen the brethren. Strengthen the brethren. And here's Peter, verse 33, because this is where Peter's like us. Peter said, Lord, I'm ready to go with you both prison and to death. You know, he meant well, didn't he? We all mean well. How many of you got up this morning meaning well and something didn't go right? How many of you mean well? You don't mean to do some things that happened. And then Jesus turns around and said, Peter, calm down. I'm telling you, Peter, the rooster is going to crow this day until you deny me three times that you even know me. Can you imagine that? Now, does that sound kind of, With the heart that Peter's got, God, were you kind of hard on Peter? No. He was trying to let him understand there's a process that leads to progress. And you got to understand the process. And so for the next few weeks, we're going to talk about the process. And I've got some bullet points that I want to lay a foundation with this morning. And then we'll start breaking it down, some areas that God has given to me that I want to talk about here and bring out some important points here. First of all, a couple bullet points that I want to give you this morning, and then we'll get out of your way. It said God allows you to go through certain things to be able to use you to bless others. Now these are bullet points. When I say bullet points, these are ideas and things God gives me as I'm studying. And a lot of times, you know, any of you that study, you got notes everywhere. You write stuff down, because I've learned I forget it if I don't write it down. And so I've wrote these bullet points down over the last several weeks. And God, number one, God allowed you to go through certain things so that you'll be able to bless others with what you're going through. Now, when I was going through that point right there, I said, Lord, I don't quite understand all that. He said, that's process. You don't understand process because you have a mentality that you got to see it right now. We are limited because we limit our mentality. We got to know it right now. We got to see it right now. We stand in front of the microwave saying, hurry up. Any of y'all ever do that? Hurry up. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Come on, you know. Because we want it right now. But God says in order for the progress to happen in your life, for you to be effective, and I'm going to go ahead and say this. That's the whole gist of what God is trying to say over these next few weeks. He wants us to be effective. But in order to be effective, you got to understand process that leads to progress. And so what I learned here is that in order, what I'm going through right now, as Jesus was telling Peter here, you're going to learn some things that's going to bless you and strengthen you. And out of that strength, you're going to strengthen somebody else. So God allows us to go through things so that while we're going through these things, we will be able to use what we're going through to bless others. Some of you are going through things in your life right now that while you were going through the process, you didn't know if you were going to make it or not, but you made it. You're here today, and now it's progress. Because you've learned some things that you'll never unlearn, right? Why did that happen? God, why did all that happen? It happened because somebody behind you needs to hear what you got to say. You understand this. Everything Jesus is about relationships. Jesus told people, he would heal people. He would lay his hands on people. And then he'd say, go tell somebody. What did that mean? That means go help somebody. You've been through the process. You received the progress. Now take the progress and go help somebody. Amen? The next one. Next bullet point. Destiny, where I'm going, will always incorporate your pain. Destiny will always incorporate your pain because you're driven by pain. Now, every one of you that have hurt in your life, don't forget that hurt, do you? And out of that hurt has caused a driving force not to hurt anymore. Right? So if you can help somebody not to hurt anymore, wouldn't it be good to share that with them? Because you've been there, right? You've been there. Now, sometimes they don't want to listen, but you've been there, so you can tell them. That's why we don't love to go to the dentist. Because we incorporate dentists with pain, right? But you got to go. But when you go, you know there's going to be pain. But life is like that sometimes too. Things we go through. Our destiny, where we are going, is driven by pain. Let me explain it to you this way. God uses you in the area. This is good right here. Sometimes, this God is so good. Sometimes he'll be giving me stuff, and I'll be writing it down. I'll say, God, that's good. Like, he didn't know that. He knows he's good. Amen. He even said, God is good. I mean, he's good. And he's giving me this stuff. He said, here's what he gave me. God uses you in the area of your greatest pain. Think about that. God uses you in the area of your greatest pain. What has caused you to hurt so much in your life? What was the biggest hurt in your life? And out of that pain develops a passion. Let me add this to the pain. Passion is derived from determination to get through the pain. Let me give it to you again. So y'all just thought I was going to preach a little sermon and go home. Now I'm giving you a lot to think about, right? Passion is derived from the determination to get through the pain. Amen. I'm going to get through this. It's hurting me. It's killing me. It's breaking me apart, but I'm going to get through this. What you're going through right now is hurting. And you know, sometimes we hurt so desperately and we just want somebody to understand, but I want you to know there's a God that we serve who is touched with the infirmities of our people because he hurt like you hurt. Let me explain to you this way. Have you ever shared anything with anybody that they hadn't been through what you've been through? What did you get back? Well, I'll pray for you. And the whole time, you know they ain't gonna pray for you. You wanna know why? Because they didn't feel what you felt. But if you've ever lost a loved one, or if you've ever gone through a surgery, if you've ever gone through a hard time in your life, and you meet up with somebody that went through the same thing, do you feel that energy there? I know how you feel, because I've been there. And we go through things in life not because there's a bad God, because there's a good God who loves us and He's going to bring us through that pain. But He told Peter, Peter, you're going to go through some stuff, but I want you to understand what you go through, you're going to learn some stuff that's going to help you and help others. Amen. It's going to help you and it's going to help others. And I want you to understand that the pain that you're going through, and how many of you know that we're dealing with a lot of people today that's got a lot of pain? And if you, let me tell you, if you've never had any pain, you can't identify with the one who's hurting. But if you're hurt, and every one of you have been hurt in a certain way in your life, and out of that pain, out of that pain, God is going to cause a passion. Now, one of the worst things that's settled in America today is a spirit of apathy. What is apathy? Apathy is just that kind of laid back, I don't really care. You know, the worst thing that everybody says today is, I don't care. What if Jesus had said that? What if Jesus had said, you know what, this stuff, you know, I don't care. I'm not going to go to the cross. They think I'm going to go hang up there. No, I'm going home. He could have done it. Let me tell you about churches that are not growing today. Churches that are not growing today don't care. You want to know why? Because they're all about their self. God has brought you through tremendous things in your life, not for just you, or not just to show that He's such a great God, but to let you know that somebody needs you. Amen. You get anything out of this? Amen.
Amen.
Passion. I like to talk to people with passion because I know that they've been there. It's like a guy went to get surgery and he was nervous, and the doctor was nervous, and he said, I'm nervous, and the doctor said, I am too. The man said, well, the reason I'm nervous is because this is the first time I've ever had this kind of surgery. And the doctor said, I'm nervous too, because this is the first time I've ever done this kind of surgery. So wouldn't you enjoy that visit? I don't believe I may be too happy right there. But you know, passion is say, I've been there. I've done this. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. I've done this a million times. It's going to be okay. You know what Jesus did? Jesus left heaven. And He came down here. And He lived among you and me. And He suffered. And He went through pain. And He went through agony. He cried at night. He did everything you do. So that when you call on Him in the middle of the night and tears are flooding your pillow, and you say, God, I'm in a mess and I don't know what to do, you know what He says? I know how you feel. I know how you feel because I've been there. And let me tell you this, Peter, you're going to come through this. You're going to come through this. A couple more bullet points and then I'll let you go. You ever heard of School of the Hard Knocks? I've been through the School of the Hard Knocks. I see the person with a t-shirt. You know, if it's a t-shirt, it's got to be real, right? If it's on a t-shirt, it's got to be real. It said the University of Hard Knocks. I said, I wonder, do they realize what they're wearing? You know, but Hard Knocks teaches you a lot of stuff that you won't ever forget. But there's a word I want you to remember this morning as we leave. Capacity. Capacity. Capacity develops empathy. Capacity develops empathy. What does that mean? That means someone that's empathetic with someone or some they can feel what you're going through. Life, Your life right now is under construction. There's a master builder who's guiding you and directing you through your life. It don't feel like it sometimes, and it don't seem like it sometimes, but he's got the blueprints. And you have gone through some areas, some hard hat areas. You know, sometimes in construction you got to wear a hard hat because there's dangerous situations there, and they want safety as utmost importance. So God wants you to understand, I've sent the Holy Spirit to guide you and direct you, but you're going to go through some dangerous situations, but I'm going to protect you through it. But even though you might get knocked and banged a little bit here and there, I want you to understand, I'm going to bring you through this, but you're going to learn some lessons, and it's going to open up your capacity. The I don't care method is not from God, it's from the enemy, because he really don't care. But there's a God who cares. And sometimes people, what they really need is to know that you feel what they feel. Right now in your mind, can you think of anybody? Can you think of anybody right now, 10 people in your mind, 5 people in your mind right now, that don't go to church anywhere or is connected with your family some way, or somebody that is going through something in their life right now? And what they need sometimes is somebody that can feel what they're going through. That's what Jesus, you remember when Jesus sat at the well that day and talked to that lady? You know what's so magnificent about that? He felt what she was going through. He felt what she was going through. And at the moment she felt what she was going, at the moment she knew that he felt what she was going through, the walls began to come down. We're under construction. You see, one day we're going to stand before God. Every one of us is going to stand before God, the great white throne judgment. How many of you know that's in the Bible? The great white throne judgment. The Bible says we're going to give an account of our deeds. And I have a responsibility as a leader and a pastor to share with you what God tells me to share with you, because he wants you to understand this last day is under construction. And it appears that all these things are out of control, but God is still on the throne and he's still in control. And God's going to lead you to somebody that's hurting just like you are. It may be in the grocery line. It may be you standing there waiting to check out and you got so much on your mind. And all of a sudden the Holy Spirit says, look at that little single mom over there with that child. They're going through some stuff. Just tell them I love them. Just tell them I love them. You know, simple stuff like that. And capacity develops empathy. And empathy is I can feel what you're going through. My last bullet point. People in pain. People and pain. They won't get it till they can feel it. Isn't that good? They won't get it till they can feel it. What does that mean? You ever had a salesman try to sell you something and you know he didn't even believe in it? But have you ever had one come to you and they convince you so much because they're so positive about what they're doing that you take into it? They don't get it till you feel it. When you feel it, they'll get it. In other words, one thing I love about Northview is that we have a moment on Sunday mornings that's important to me, that I tell you to get up and shake another's hand and hug necks, stuff like that. That's important to me. Because you know what? You may be hugging a neck. That's the only time they get told they're loved this whole week. How many of you know when the people at Northview stand up and hug one another, we mean it? Amen? We mean it. We love one another. We're a family, and we love one another. And I enjoy seeing you hug like that because it means it, because we feel it. And Jesus told Peter, and I'm going to close with this. How many times you heard that already? Jesus said to Peter, but I prayed for you that your faith don't fail you. Peter, right now you don't see it, but you're going to learn that your faith won't fail. And Peter, you're going to learn that faith is going to bring you through when you don't even know what you're doing. It's going to bring you through. Northview, we got a great, great I hear people all the time talk about how beautiful our church is, and man, you got a great building there and all this kind of stuff and great people, and I tell them about how great the people are. The building's great, but the people are greater. And we got a great opportunity. We don't have to have 4,000 people to make a difference. We don't have to have 2,000 people to make a difference. Amen? We don't even have to have as many as we got here today. Jesus had 12, one of them was the devil, and they turned the world upside down. Amen? Let's stand to your feet if you would, please. So we're under construction. I want you to look at the one beside of you real, real gently and say, you're under construction. Amen. And you might be a mess right now, but you're going to be beautiful when this is over. When you come through whatever you're going through, and I don't know what you're going through right now, but God does. I don't know what you're facing right now, but if you put it on paper, it's a mess. It's a mess. Nothing adds up. But God specializes in that. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, Lord, that you're a God that will not lie. Thank you, God, that I am under construction, that you haven't given up on me yet. Lord, that you hadn't thrown the paperwork away and said, it's just no use. He's just not worth it. I'm so glad, God, that you saw that I was worth it enough that you sent the very best that heaven had. And God, when you talk about the best that heaven's got, I mean, heaven is the greatest place in the world, but you sent the best that heaven had for us to show us that I love you and I believe in you and you're going to make it. God, I don't know who's discouraged here this morning. I don't know what they might be facing, what a doctor's report said, what the finances say. Lord, some of our seniors, Lord, things that they're going through, the fears that they have at night when they're all alone and they miss their loved ones. God, I don't know all what people are going through today, but I do know that you're God that feels us and touches us, and I love you for that. Help North of you know today, God, that you're our God and that you're our Lord, and there's nothing that you can't bring us through. And though the process is not understood all the time, we are going to progress, and the end result's going to be great. Father, we thank you for that. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.